At least there's still a hint of sunlight left. That Batman movie sounds dumb. I don't know. I guess I wasn't going to see it anyway, so whatever. Maybe I'm just seeing what I want to see, but reading the reviews about it, it really does sound quite dreadful. It sounds bad, and then on top of that, it seems like the people that like it are liking it for reasons why I would continue to not. As someone who tends to not want to see superhero movies in the first place. Gave it a standing ovation. That's sad. I think that's sad to do in a movie theater, period. Even if you really like the movie. You're clapping at the screen. The screen can't hear you. None of the people who made the movie are there. Sometimes it's a genuine reaction, I'll give you that, but there's something about the standing ovation at the end of a movie thing feels like such a fucking pretentious thing to do, I guess. Pretentious, maybe it's not the right word. Shitty? Asshole-ish? Like, oh, look at me. I appreciate this fine film. Unlike the rest of you Philistines. I made up in my head. Okay, bike guy gets to go, and then I'm gonna go. Bike girl, sorry. Bike lady. Cinema! You know? People clapped at the end of Transformers 2 when you went to that years ago. Well, they had been programmed. And some of them were certainly applauding because they got to leave. I enjoyed this on a level you can't even comprehend. I want to talk about the deep meaning of this film. Where the one Superman beats up the other Superman. I'm sorry, Batman. But again, that's, I don't care about movies the way people who care about movies care about movies. I care about games the way people who care about movies care about movies. Room for movies. They're boring. They're not all boring. When was the last time I clapped at the end of a game? I don't know. I may have never done that. I've certainly seen the ending of a game and gone, ha! All right! A lot of times. Played a game recently with a very long cutscene, which was nice because it was like I got to break to eat chips. Good chips. I like the chips. I like chips. I'm passionate about chips the way some people are passionate about movies. I'll clap for a nice tortilla chip, you know? Shrimp chips. I've tried shrimp chips. I don't like those. I'm not a fan. Prawn chips. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, it's not into it. Wait. some writing this weekend. I gotta get some stuff done. I gotta start on my taxes. Ugh, jeez. That's... Taxes did not go well for me last year. It was a... It was a paddling. I do have some kind of 1099 type thing. I don't know what it is. I don't know what that means. I got an email saying something about a 1099. I'm like, what? But it's like a retirement account thing that I think lost a bunch of money. So maybe that offsets stuff? I don't know. This is going to be my first time doing my taxes in a few years. Because when you own part of a company that gets sold, it turns your taxes into a fucking nightmare for, what is it, 4 years? Whatever it is. I guess it could be, you know, different years for different people, but it's not to say that there was like a ton of money coming my way as a result of all that stuff. That's what it was, but... It's incredibly complicated. Especially if the company that got sold was sold to two different companies. I don't know. The whole thing was a fucking nightmare. And I think I may have to restate my taxes from 2012 or something to... I don't know. The accountant I had been going to is a nice man. Very nice house up in the hills around San Francisco, somewhere around here. Fool, you better come on in. Merge in this lane. Come on, there we go. All right. He's in a nice home because he's stealing everyone's money. No, he had a career prior to his number crunching days, I think. On the radio.
Come on. It's a beautiful night for a walk on the beach, would you say?
Yes, I will say that. I will say that.
Then we start off with a basket of chips. And then move on.
Let's see what's on the actual radio.
Character is a man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do
nice. It ain't that nice. Put it like this. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, this piece of hip-hop history right here? Rest in peace, Fife Dawg. Tribe Called Quest, Native Tongues. I want to thank my brother Q-Tip for bringing me across the world for the first time. Bringing me to Japan, Australia, 20 countries in Europe on that Renaissance tour. And so many times I had the honor of doing Fife's verses, like spitting.
Yeah,
I know. Yo, we were in Brazil, and he was like, yo, spit the award tour verse. Fife's whole verse. I'm like, oh, you want me to like say something? No. Spit the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like, I grew up off that record. It was one of the first records I ever bought. Like, I love award tour. But my confidence on every single word, I was like, you know what? I gotta go and listen to this. So I always read that Questlove said, if you do something 18 times, you remember it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I must have listened to War Tour 25 times in between soundcheck and the show. And I nailed it. But
I love
this day when I hear that song, man, War Tour right there. Come on, man. What are we talking about? This is classic hip-hop. Perfect hip-hop. There's no comparison, man. This record right here, this is me at 11 years old. Wilding out. I love y'all, Native Tongue fam. Let's go. Hit me on that Twitter at Static Select. My voice is gone. Let's go.
Yeah, so I be sublime. It's enjoyable to know you in the concubines. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Know the crusty speedy, all infectious with the slow-mo. Kirby in the 80s, JB's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side.
Right.
I'm taking it to Brooklyn side.
Right.
All the residential questions who invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man or lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road.
Let's go.
My shit is universal if you got knowledge of all of them. Myself, see, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle.
I know you out there, turn it up.
Do that.
I said,
Do that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back because I'm wetting niggas. So run and tell the others because we all the brothers. I learned how to build bikes in my workshop class. So give me the sword and let's not make it the last.
Shots of Muhammad. My man Lightro. Maynard, what up? Rebecca, what up? Grover, what up? Kiana, what up? I said, buddy, y'all up in your face. A lot of kids kissing. I said, but now is that the case? Kryptonite Superman.
So Shaheed come in with the sugar
cuts.
Mike drops my name, but on stage call me
Dynamite.
When was the last time you heard the fight?
Sloppy.
Lyrics anonymous, you never hear me copy. Top notch, baby. Never coming less, God's the limit. You got to believe a request. Sit back, relax. Get up off the path. If not that, here's a dance floor.
Come move that ass.
Non-believers, you can check the stats. I run with Shaheed and the brother Abstract. Niggas know the time when questions in the jam. I never let a Yankees, living in red like a oversized man. Beat, the wicked fools trying to diss it makes me laugh with my
That might be the most well-known line, one of the most well-known lines in hip-hop history, man. Bo knows this, and Bo knows that. When he said that line, Bo Jackson was out there being, he was like Michael Jordan, Roger Clemens, fucking Wayne Gretzky combined. Bo Jackson was that guy, man. The fight came out with that shit. Come on.
Ayo, Bo knows that, what? And Bo knows that, what? But Bo don't know Jack. This Bo can't rap, but what do you know? The dead all is first up to back.
Not a lot of people talking about Bo Jackson these days, as it turned out.
Most alien, right? So many chuckles, the
rest in peace. But let's go.
Of box trucks and buses coming down this mountain tonight. Oh, getting out of San Francisco, I guess. Fuck it. It just makes this, like, curvy part of the road through Tiburon and stuff. Everything I hope for.
Beautiful mix, man. Music is amazing. Their legacy is amazing. Fife's is amazing. And I have to say, Stat, that audio of you on stage doing that, that's fucking cool, man.
Thank you, man.
That's really, really cool. So we up here, Shade 4-5. I'm D-Troy.
Sammy Needles.
Static Select is on the turntables. Hopefully everybody's enjoying the love and tribute that we have and we're showing for the catalog of Fife Dawg, 5 Foot Assassin, Funky Diabetic, and all that.
We had someone special in the line. Who's there, man? Who's on the phone? Yo, yo.
Yeah, what up, people?
Who's this?
This is Chip Fu. How y'all doing?
Chip, yo. Nah. Chip, what up, man? Fu Snickers in the legend, man.
What's happening?
Yeah, what's up, brother? Once again, thank you for holding and also calling up. We greatly appreciate that. Now you could tell me, you know, because I know you guys, you being in Fushnikas and Fife as well, being in Tribe, both being label mates. Now, what was them early years like coming up?
I mean, the best thing about it, being a label mate with Tribe Called Quest, is we had access to everything. First and foremost, you know, Ali being a producer and, you know, Malik basically just trying to make sure that our album came out the best way, which it did, you know what I mean? So just being able to get signed to Jive Records and just have a group that's already out there making noise, willing to take you under their wing, especially Malik, I mean, it was a beautiful thing. And then having Ali on production, it was beautiful, you know what I mean?
So I guess you're telling me that he had more than just the feature on Lash Move. More involvement?
I mean, more involvement, meaning, I mean, we were searching for different labels that were interested. And he was like, you know, Jive is the best place to come right now because they're about to be a powerhouse for one. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, understanding that, you know, how we put records together, you know, with three members in the group. You know, he was just like, listen, this is how y'all should make certain records or whatever.
Right.
I mean, the best thing about it was, you know, stepping into the business and not really wanting to claim where you're from as a West Indian person in hip-hop was basically unheard until you heard Fife talking about he's a Trini Gladiator. So
right. It
made more sense to me to be like, all right, well, yo, I'm from Trinidad too. And after he said what he said, you heard a lot of West Indian MCs that had West Indian background started claiming where they were from. Now you automatically knew what group, you know, your favorite groups came from. Then you found out the Fugees were from Haiti. Then you found out Guru was from Trinidad. Then you found out, you know, it just, the list just kept going on and on because of what Fife said, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of things that he started that, you know, he needs to get credit for, but I gotta say that I'm, you know, if it wasn't him saying that he's a Trini Gladiator and representing Trinidad, that I probably wouldn't have said anything. But I mean, I think after him saying that, my fan base is crazy because I let people know where I was actually from, you know what I mean? So big up there.
Now, also, now tell us that combination of saying, hey, let's do a song together.
Okay, I didn't hear what you just said.
Yeah, when you told Fife, let's do a song together, how did that collaboration take place?
Fife, I would call him and be like, yo, Fife, I got this song, I want you to get on. And he's like, just send me the track, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was never a long, drawn-out conversation, and there's so many records that he and I have done that people don't know about, especially when there was rumors of the breakup of the Tribe Called Quest. Fife called me and told me, yo, we need to do this record called Rumors. So we did the record and he put it out online or whatever, and it just basically was talking about all the rumors about a Tribe Called Quest and, you know, the changes or whatever was happening in the group. But other than that, a lot of people don't know that we were actually going to do, we were actually going to do a group called BQE, which was Brooklyn Queens Expressway, and Rumors was the first song that we put out there so people would just basically get used to him and I actually, you know, doing records together.
I think what D meant was, how did Lash Move come about? Because I know obviously y'all met back in the early 90s, but how did Lash Move come about?
That's the funniest thing. We were basically we had to finish the last four records for our album, which was actually Lush, Moo, Truthful, Snick, Heavenly Father, and another record that Ali did. They were working on their album at the same time, so after we finished the record, we was like, all right, this is cool. This is going to be the next single. And Fife walks in and was like, yo, I like that. I want to get on that. I was like, all right, cool. Well, you know, take a verse. And after he took a verse, he was like, this is basically what we're going to do at this point. The label was behind us 100%. And was just like, yo, let's just film the video and we put it out. And it just exploded from there. Wonderful. And I think that, you know, if it wasn't for Tribe Called Quest and Fife himself, I don't think I would have a career in the industry. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, they basically introduced us to their fan base, actually. So.
There you go.
Or Chip Fu, I appreciate you calling up, man. You know it's love, bro.
No problem.
We got one or two things that never came out, man. You got to put out, bro.
Yeah, I got a couple of things, man. Got a couple of things I need to put out there, man. But, yeah, just stay tuned for that. It's actually going to come out, though. Trust me.
Word, man.
Salute.
Mad love, man. Let's get into it. Fu Snick against Fife Dawg. Rest in peace. Let's go.
All right.
I was not expecting traffic of this variety. It's fucking late. This is bullshit. Fuck, man. Why you gotta do me like this, Rhodes?
It's the one and only Fife Diggy, chilling with the homie Static Selector. Show off, baby. You know how we go. Run that. Play that. Rewind that. Play it again. Done, no. Big up.
Now, you also can't forget about how many people sampled Fife's voice, man. Shout to Primo, rest in peace, Guru. We're losing a lot of greats out here, man. The whole gangsta, what up? Tomorrow night, we had Sabrosa for Pat Carey. Let's go.
It's a long way to go when you don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going when you're lost. It's a long way to go when you don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going when you're lost. What you need is more direction and get yourself some protection. I thought by now that you had learned your lesson. I'm stressing points and slamming all the joints you call the real shit correction. You know the bust the way you feel shit, baby. I still don't think you understand. You lose the game, we get more props than then. Rather, and it don't matter, cause when you flex, you're weak. So I'ma step just to speak about the counterfeit. Unlegit type of people. Those cellophane ones, the ones that you can see. Poetic justice, cause I'm mad with a pack. So precise, my insight will take flight in the night and in the daytime. Cause I don't come up with corny rhymes. I'm too devoted to the concept of getting mine. So here's the deal, I should kill them. If you don't know what you're doing, how the hell can you be real?
Bad traffic, you guys seem to be, it's fucking tough all over, you know?
Talking on this beat, man. This beat is, this beat right here is so beautiful. Man.
That's it, man.
Who we got on the phone, man? Shade 45. Yo. Who's this?
DJ Rasta Root.
Rasta Root, man. What's good, my brother?
What's going on, homie? Appreciate you, man.
Man, I appreciate you calling in, man, because I know hearts are very heavy right now, you know.
Yeah, man.
You know, through all these years of Kuma Tribe and all that, I always knew you were the go-to guy for Fife, man. You were his right-hand man at all times.
Yeah, man, that's my brother, man. Friend, brother, business partner. I mean, everything, man. That's like true friendship. Pure love.
Absolutely, man. Well, I mean, from my side, my whole crew, my whole family, literally from my mother to everyone, it sends bad love because we have a lot of family in common, and you know, I just can't imagine. Did you? I mean, I don't want to ask for too much information, but did you see, like, did it come out of nowhere? Did you see it coming at all?
It came out of nowhere, man. Fife was, you know, he was excited. We were finishing his album, so all our energy and all his energy went into creating, you know, the album that we were working on. So it was all planning and excitement, you know. It was none of that, you know. We didn't even think about, you know, his, you know, diabetic struggles at all, because he was just in such a great place musically, and that was what made him happiest.
And,
yeah, man.
I mean,
how long was he struggling with that, though? Like 18, 19?
He's been diabetic, yeah, since the early 90s, you know. And, you know, it's just, but, you know, you didn't know, you know. He's the most humble person I know. So he just dealt with it. You know, this is what I'm dealt with. I'm just going to just go on with my life and live my life to the fullest. And he taught me so much, like, so much about life and living. And I'll be forever thankful and grateful for God putting him in my life.
That's a wonderful thing, and also to be, you know, that being Fife Dawg and you, Rasta, just being like, you know, I'm homies with Fife, man.
Yeah,
I'm.
It's crazy.
I'm excited. You
gotta think. I went to school, and I graduated in '93, and I interviewed him in '93 at my college, and I met him a few years later, and then 2 years after that, I'm working with him. So yeah. I literally call, you know, that a hip hop fairy tale to me, because I've always been a huge Tribe fan, and become his friend and work with him is, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better path in music.
You know what's crazy, Rasta? My cousin Ellie, shout out to her. She's really good friends with Tip, and she gave me one of your mixtapes. I would say I was like 14, maybe 15 years old.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's swear crazy. To God. It had to be 97, wow. 98.
And, that's crazy, man.
Real crazy, man. So
wow, and I remember rocking with you on the Bounce tour. I remember.
Yeah, that was my first like nationwide tour.
And Fife would always say, "Yo, he's killing it." He always said after every show. But I remember specifically Atlanta. I was walking back to the venue. I think your aunt was looking for you, and I was like, "Yeah, I got you. Come on, I'll get you in." I remember. I always remember that.
Crazy
memory.
So now, Rasta, we have.
Yeah, people are honking. That's cool.
Great.
That'll help.
I know you guys are gonna. You know, it's so weird to have this discussion, but I'm looking forward to whatever it is that I'm sure the rest of hip-hop is looking forward to, whatever Fife was working on and what is also.
Oh, man. I'm so, man, you know, it's a hard blow for me, like, you know, what happened, but I'm so glad he was able to express himself musically, and the music we have on him is amazing. It's amazing Fife work. It's going to amaze, you know, a Fife fan, and I'm so excited to prepare and finish the work that he and I started and let the world hear him.
Ross, you know what's crazy, man? I don't want to let too much out the bag, but I was up in Ducktown tonight, and we were just talking about everything, talking about Sean Price and how Fife just passed away. And Fife got this crazy record coming out. I'm not going to tell people who's on it. He got some really amazing guests on the record, but one of his lines on the song is like Sean Price, shout out to the Rockness. Like he shouts out Sean Price and then the Rockness. And then literally on my last album, Sean said, "For Life Dog, I do this shit," back when Fife Dog was true Fushnik. Like the way they shout each other out and poof, they're gone. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, man. It's like all this is written. This is not by chance. This didn't just happen. All this was in a big divine design. That's how I look at it. Everything. So as sad and as heavy as my heart is, I know that there's a story in this and there's a lesson, and I'm just open to finding out what that lesson is and how I'm able to continue my life and also spread, I call it, you know, spreading the Fife gospel of how to live your life. Yeah. Amazing human being.
And how does someone, a fan, kind of like, where would you suggest that they go and support and purchase any merchandise later in time? Mm-hmm. That is directly.
I would say definitely. You know, it's very soon. We haven't really even gotten to any of that, but we're going to be setting up, you know, formal partnerships with associations directly related to diabetes, and such that fans and, you know, people that want to support the cause can donate money and even donate their time. So we don't want to just do anything hastily. We want to make sure everything's planned out right and executed right, and everybody knows where to go to get official, you know, Fife-related stuff.
Yeah, and I've already
seen t-shirts popping up.
Yeah, I know.
We haven't done anything yet. It's crazy.
I know. That's
really rude and disrespectful, but
exactly.
We're going to do it right, you know?
Thank you for addressing that.
I appreciate the call, Rasta, especially right now.
Thank you. And thank you. The wonderful mixes, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, bro. It's love, man. Hit me anytime. Anytime.
All day. Thank you. Thank you, family.
Love is love, man. One thing that's scary, man, is like, I never really in my life had to deal with diabetes like that. And one of my best friends, Bad Mom, a.k.a. Brandon, who's part of the show, part of Show Off, is like really, really, like I've stayed in the hospital with him. He's passed out in my crib before. Like, this is one of my best friends in the last 15 years.
Yep.
And today he hit me out of nowhere, like, how you holding up? I'm like, you know, day by day something happens. And he's like, yo, I really got it. He's like, I'm going to the hospital today because I feel like I need to really get checked up. He got like the same diabetes issue 5 days. Like, I'm talking about he was hospitalized like all the time. It's a serious issue, man. So if you or your family got diabetes, get checked up.
Yeah. Really get checked up, hip hop. Don't be, you know,
acting like it's not too cool to get checked up.
Yeah, I went to the doctor yesterday, man. I ain't afraid to ask all questions. I ain't gonna lie. I dropped my pants. I said, look,
if you got... You might like dropping your pants, but go ahead.
Nah, I'm serious. I was like, if you want to put something, I don't mind. I'm not joking.
Yo, listen, man. I thought I was on top of the world. A couple too many weekends partying.
All right. Well, at least we're moving again.
Pressure and all this other shit. So everybody got to go to the fucking hospital. No one's invincible. That's the point. But take care of yourself, hip-hop. And not even hip-hop. Even though you fucking clowns out there that I don't like, you can still take care of yourself.
Yeah.
We need that here, man. Love to the whole Tribe family.
You play some good, like, joints that had Fife cuts in it, man.
Yeah. We got really cool. A lot of people sample Fife, man. We got another half an hour, so can I play God Lives Through? Because this song right here is like, do.
It's been a lot of time spent planning lately, and different things coming together at different speeds. I booked my PAX East flight, and we got this thing next week, and I need to write a Quantum Break review. I've played the game, but have not written anything yet, so I'm gonna do that. The game's not out for a bit, so I got a little time, but I should probably write it before I forget. This probably isn't even on this phone, but play Dance Hall Crashers. probably the only song by them on here, isn't it? Yeah. Play Letters to Cleo. Play Juliana Hatfield?
Sorry, I couldn't find Juliana Hatfield in your music.
Fair enough.
Grow out pretty as the grass is green. kick latch off. Still rap white, that ash raw, that uncut, that sushi. I'm pull up to your spot on low, shine brighter than all of the cats that got on low. Laying the cup like they not going no. Cause if I gotta make a move, dog, they not going no. This door all private, this is not for show. It's most up what you call real for show. It's they what you call gangster, hell no. They get a little pinch and go switch to the pole. They all talk fast and they all think slow. I'm most definite, not think so. Budget city with the black ink flow. And my crew ain't scared to let them things go. So stop with the nonsense, like he conscious. I'm just awake, y'all, I'm doing great, y'all. I don't play games, so I'm a player, hate y'all. Get it straight and get the fuck up on my face, dawg. I'm like the second plane that made the tower's face off. That shit to let you know it's really not a game, dawg. Your grind and my grind ain't the same, dawg. I'm the catalog, you the same song. So cool and old school like 8-Ball. The one your little mommy winding up a waist for. The name that real niggas got their hand raised for. Me and Lenny got your block yellow taped off. So stay off. To the streets, to the beach, the bitches, the niggas, the women, the children, the workers, the killers, the addicts, the dealers, the quiet, the lives, the rimmers, and that's close. To the edge, back, middle, and front. Strong back, shit, lifting it up. From the big and the small, I'm like Jay Brown, getting involved. But when I'm letting off around, don't get in the cross. Have your preacher man speaking low, getting his cross. Tell a wild cowboy not to get off the horse. But what he find out the town on, strictly enforced. It's a real bad way to get your name in the sauce. Testing the limits of a dangerous force. You ended up dumb, famous, and gone. Your people shouting out your name in their song. Pour liquor on the day you were born. Buying paint to put your face on the wall. Come on, fall back. There's no need for all that, it's all good. We all here, doing all out, all out, all day. Listen when the song say,
don't push me, cause I'm
to the streets, to the beach, the bitches, the niggas, the women, the children, the workers, the killers, the addicts, the dealers, the quiet, the livers, the realists, and that's close.
Don't push me, cause I'm
to the edge, back, middle, and front. Strong back, shit, lifting it up. From the big and the small, I'm like J. Brown, getting involved, now get y'all.
More shows, or I wish there were more live performances of hip-hop out there that were like the Chappelle Show live performances, where it was fucking Mos Def sitting in the passenger side of a fucking car with Dave Chappelle driving, and he's just rapping this song. Or like fucking De La Soul on a fucking, I don't know, in their tour van or something, a trailer? I don't know what the fuck. It's cool.
You can't get it. Let's leave it at that, cause I ain't quit it. Hit it with full strength. I'm
doing this for 19 years. Wanna fight me? Fight these tears. I put in work, it's all for the kids. But these cats done forgot what work is. They don't know who we be looking, but they don't know who they see.
All right. I'm gonna go. You guys have a good night. It's Thursday already. Weird.